from every point in the universe. Instant news coverage. First on WIL. Now, here's another first edition. WIL, award-winning Action Central News.
At 8:15 at 70 degrees, Bud Clark reporting from WIL Action Central, New York. Hurricane Astor is sending winds of 100 miles an hour plus swirling across the eastern tip of Long Island and into southern New England. Montauk Point, New York on Long Island has been cut off by surging seas. However, there's not much life out there, only about 500 homes on that point. At least 800 persons have been evacuated from New England coastal areas, including President Kennedy's two children. They'd been staying at the summer White House at Hyannisport, Massachusetts. Civil Defense Headquarters at New Bedford, Massachusetts told WIL Action Central this morning that if the hurricane stays on its present course, the Eye of Astor should pass right over New Bedford later this morning. Only residents in low-lying areas have been evacuated in New Bedford. Other residents are just holed up waiting for the storm to run its course. St. Louis, shooting victim hangs on to life. Police are still investigating yesterday's mysterious shooting of 71-year-old May Traynor in her Forest Park Boulevard home, while the elderly woman, a former brothel operator, still hangs on to life at City Hospital this morning. She's still in critical condition from four slugs pumped into her by two men she said broke into her home and ransacked the place. Meanwhile, police released Joseph Costello yesterday, operator of the Ace Service Company, on bond. Police had questioned Costello in connection with the shooting since he'd been sued by the Traynor woman last year over money she said the ex-convict owed her. Both Mrs. Traynor and Costello had been questioned in the missing Greenlease ransom case in 1953. Jefferson City, a water fight in Supreme Court. Eight residents of St. Louis County have taken their battle against fluoridation of the county water supply to the state Supreme Court. A lot of words were heard on both sides of the issue, but no decision is expected there for at least a week. St. Louis, a short fall down seven steps proved to be a bad one for 57-year-old Tom Blake last night. The accident took place at Blake's home at 4032 Greenlee Place. He's in critical condition at Homer Phillips Hospital with a skull fracture.
You are listening to WIL, award-winning Action Central News.
This is a story about a lady who appreciated all the funny commercials for Chun King Chow Mein, but still was reluctant to buy it because, although her husband liked Chinese food, she had guilt feelings about bringing it home in a can.
Home in a can!
So every Wednesday night as the sun was setting, she'd bring home takeout food from the Chinese restaurant.
Takeout food!
In little cardboard containers with wire handles. This is a story of how she somehow justified this action unto herself, even though she knew in her heart that the Chun King was better than she could get in the average Chinese restaurant. So the Chun King people, in an effort to make this little lady feel better somehow, put little handles in all their cans.
Little handles!
So as to make her feel secure, like she's bringing home takeout food.
Takeout!
This is a story about look for the handle on the can of Chun King and carry it home, please. All those handles shouldn't be a total loss, considering the terrible expense involved. It's a story now about all those things.
Now, on WIL Action Central News, the world today.
New York, the 21-nation steering committee of the UN General Assembly meets today to consider the 93-item assembly agenda. Included on that list is the issue of admitting Red China to the world body. New York, the first East-West negotiations on the current Berlin crisis get underway in New York today between Secretary of State Rusk and Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko. Detroit, the 280-man United Auto Workers National GM Council will decide the question of a complete settlement with General Motors sometime this morning. Los Angeles, former Vice President Nixon is expected to announce his decision by Wednesday on whether he'll run for governor of California. Baltimore, Roger Maris says his biggest regret is that he didn't get a good cut at the ball in the ninth inning of last night's game in Baltimore. This was the situation. Maris had 59 homers, including one last night. He needed one more to tie Babe Ruth's record of 60 within the limit of 154 games. The Orioles knuckleball relief specialist Hoyt Wilhelm was on the mound. Maris muttered to himself, "Just one good swing, that's all I want." But he never got that swing. The ball struck his bat and dribbled down the first baseline. Wilhelm picked it up and tagged Maris. Maris said, "I'm glad it's over. It's a great relief, but I'm disappointed it had to end this way. If I wasn't going to make it, at least I wanted to go down swinging. The way it turned out, I didn't get one good swing, but I'm not taking anything away from Wilhelm. He got me to go for his pitch." In the National League last night, the Cardinals lost to the Phillies 6-1, while the Cincinnati Reds defeated Pittsburgh 3-2, and Los Angeles whipped the Cubs 3-2 in 13 innings. WIL revised weather with the WIL weather ball flashing green. Some sunshine this morning, but considerable cloudiness with a few brief showers or thunder showers this afternoon and tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, high today near 85, low tonight in the 60s. The high tomorrow around 80 with winds today and tonight southerly at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Humidity stands at 66%. Skies are partly cloudy. Barometer at 29.86 and steady. And the present revised WIL temperature 70 degrees. That's 70. Bud Clark reporting from WIL Action Central. Blue Streak Edition at 15 past the hour. Bulletins at once. Each hour, hear Action Central News Alive at 15 and 45.
Now, St. Louis, you have heard the news.